need the council's support for that purchase.
You can show it to us or not?
Yes, we're going to go out there.
There's a reason why developer Rocco Termini invited Buffalo Common Council members on a tour of the Lafayette Hotel reconstruction. He needs their support for part of the project.
We're not looking for any public money. The reason for us meeting here today with the council is because we have an issue with the alley on the side of the building that we're trying to get purchased from the city, and it has to be approved by the council. And we're here today to just show the council what we're looking to purchase and why we need it.
Termini plans to redevelop the alley space behind the hotel into an outdoor dining patio. Common Council President Richard Fontana was among four lawmakers who showed up for the tour, and he was impressed. Regarding that alley space, WBFO asked Fontana what comes next.
Well, the next step is the appraisal review board will have to meet, send the item to the Common Council, and then we'll take the item up. Now, this isn't your typical alley situation. This alley really is just the back door of the building over here. There's a neighbor issue that we'll handle on the Common Council, but as far as the alley being sold, I see no reason whatsoever it should not be sold, and at a very fair price, too. We don't want to gouge Mr. Termini here. He's really putting a lot of time and effort in this building.
Termini is eyeing this hotel renovation as just one element in a greater turnaround for the neighborhood.
This is really critically important because what this does is create the mass that we've been trying to accomplish in downtown for 8 years. On this block, there will be over 300 people living between the historic warehouse, the A&A's warehouse, and the Lafayette. When we finally do the A&A's department store across the street, there'll be close to 450 people living on this block. You then have the critical mass that will support retail and all the other amenities that you need for people living downtown.
Termini is eyeing completion of the hotel project by May 1st. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.